Lo irara kieta imadi. My name is Adina Schmidman, and it means so much that we are joining together as a community for Tehillim in our times. I'd like to share a thought on the words that we've recited in our tefillos, words that we ourselves have sung recently, and the song that we have seen and heard in countless videos shared of late. Adults and children so passionately singing these words, Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzara uvashivya, ha'umdim beim bayam uveim bayabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotzi'em, mitzara lirvacha umeafayla laora, umishibud legu'ula, hashta ba'agala uvizman kariv v'nomar amen. In an interview, A.B. Rottenberg, who composed the music that we are so familiar with, shared that the song was released on the Levin Nefesh album in 1990, right around the time the first Gulf War broke out. With Saddam Hussein threatening to launch scuds against our cities, the message and melody of Achenu struck a chord. And while Achenu was not composed for a specific tzara, this tune was composed for these words. The name of Hashem chosen in this tefillah is Makom, place. My husband was recently asked at a shiva house to share a thought of consolation, Divrei Nechama. He shared that only Hashem can create a space of comfort during difficult and trying times, as it is Hashem who has created all places and spaces. We pray that Hashem create a space of healing and a space of redemption so that we may go from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from servitude to redemption. The final words of this tefillah propel us forward. Hashta ba'agala ubizman kariv. At this moment, speedily, very soon, we call out with passion and with deep felt prayer, asking Hashem for the immediate redemption. May we indeed merit the geula, hashta ba'agala bizman kariv. May our tefillos and learning be a schus for the neshamos of those who perished al kiddush Hashem, Hashem yun kam damam, for the safe and speedy return of our captives, for the healing of our wounded, the safety of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, and help to protect all those fighting on the front lines.